感谢神。有需要回到主日学的青少年儿童吗？现在可以回到主日学当中。
Youth and children can go to your Sunday school.
感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们继续来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this Sunday morning we continue to study the Word of God.
那么，请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's read a scripture.
我们大家可以看到屏幕上，约翰福音十四章第六节到第九节，我们一起来读。约翰福音十四章六节起。耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。腓力对他说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。耶稣对他说，腓力，我与你们同在这么长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上那爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
Thank you, send your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the Word become flesh, come to this world.
主耶稣基督是唯一的道路，唯一的真理，唯一的生命。
Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
让我们能够借着主耶稣基督这唯一的救主，我们能够认识神，我们能够与天父上帝和好。
So through Jesus Christ, our Savior, we can be know God and be reconciled with God.
感谢神将神的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank God that gave us His word through the Bible.
更是赐下圣灵，带领我们从神的话语当中来认识主耶稣基督。
And also gave us the Spirit, so lead us through the word of God, we know Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
在一开始我还是想给大家说明一下哈，今天弟兄姊妹可能听到我的声音有点怪，因为我有一点点感冒，但是弟兄姊妹不用担心啊，我前两天刚做了这个新冠的检测，检测出来是阴性的啊，是没有新冠。
I just want to make some clarification that if you hear my voice, it's kind of a little strange because I have some cold, but just want to let you know, I did have the COVID test and it's negative. So,
在我们刚才所读的经文当中，那么腓力对主耶稣说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。
And the scripture we just read, Philip said to Lord Jesus, said, if you show us Jesus, the Lord, then it will be sufficient for us.
然后耶稣对他说，腓力，我与你们同在这么长久，你还不认识我吗？
And then Jesus said, Philip, I'll be with you guys so long, you still don't know me?
首先我们看到，其实腓力向主耶稣所提出的这个要求，其实他是代表所有门徒在当时。
And first of all, I think Philip's request actually represents all of the disciples that time.
所以腓力说，求主将父显给我们看。腓力不是说显给我看。
And so what he said is that the Lord show us, it's not show me.
所以事实上，当时耶稣身边的门徒他们都有这个同样的这个想法和这个要求，但是让我们看一眼天父吧。
So basically that says that all the disciples has this desire, say let's see the Father.
那么同样的，耶稣对腓力的答复也不仅仅是针对腓力这一个门徒，而是也是事实上也是讲给当时在耶稣身边所有的门徒听。
And in the same way Jesus replied to Philip, it's the same thing, not only to Philip, it's also to all the disciples that time.
那么在这里耶稣用温柔的语气来责备腓力，当然也是在责备当时所有的门徒。腓力，我与你们同在这么长久，你还不认识我吗？
Of course, Jesus kind of in a very gentle way to rebuke Philip, and same as the other disciples said, I've been there so long, you still know me.
所以在这里其实这是一件非常遗憾的事情，这些门徒跟主耶稣基督在一起朝夕相处已经三年多时间了。
So this is a very regrettable situation. Those disciples have been with Jesus and day and night for 3 years.
但耶稣说，这么长的时间你们难道还不认识我吗？
But what Jesus said, for so long you still don't know me.
他们亲耳听到耶稣基督的教训，亲眼见证耶稣所行的神迹。
Because they hear with their ear a teaching of Jesus Christ. They saw with their naked eye the miracles that Jesus performed.
然后他们跟耶稣这三年多时间就生活在一起，不仅亲眼看到耶稣在众人面前是个什么样子，也看到耶稣在私底下是个什么样子。
And besides, they live with Jesus. So they not only see how Jesus do in the public, and also they saw Jesus, what Jesus did in the private.
但是这时候主耶稣其实非常遗憾的对腓力说，当然也是讲给所有的门徒说，这么长的时间你们居然还不认识我。
So here Jesus basically kind of very regrettable to say to Philip, also to all the disciples, for so long you still don't know me.
那么事实上呢，圣灵也借着这句话，事实上也在问我们每一个人，我们信靠主耶稣基督这么长的时间，我们成为基督徒这么长的时间，我们真的就认识耶稣吗？
And I think the Holy Spirit through this scripture ask each one of us, we become Christian so long, do we really know Jesus?
那我们先来看为什么在这里，当然所有的门徒都有这样的一个心声，但是腓力这时候就跳出来直接向耶稣提出这样的一个要求，求主向父显给我们看。
Let's examine a little bit more. Of course, all the disciples have this desire, want to see like Philip, but Philip is the one that made this request.
我们知道腓力在福音书里记载，他不是一个话很多的人。
We know in the Gospels that Philip is not a person that speaks a lot.
但是腓力他有他一个很明显的一个特点。
But Philip actually has its very feature of him.
腓力这个门徒啊，他非常强调我要眼睛看见。
And Philip is actually kind of very emphasized that I have to see it.
所以就有人说腓力是一个实证主义者。
So someone called Philip is so-called as a positivist.
那么在主耶稣呼召腓力的时候呢，这是记载在约翰福音的一章这几处经文。
And John, Gospel John record that was Philip was first called by Jesus.
我给大家来读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
I just read it, and you can look at the screen. Look at the scriptures.
约翰福音一章43节，又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说：“来跟从我吧。”45节，腓力找着拿但业对他说，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。拿但业对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的呢？腓力说，你来看。所以在这段经文当中，我们可以看到腓力他有一个特点，他话不多，但是他很强调什么呢？你来看。
So in this description, we can see Philip has this kind of thing that he don't speak a lot, but he has this point, is that come and see.
腓力邀请拿但业来认识耶稣，结果拿但业有很大的一个疑问，他说一个拿撒勒人有什么值得去看的呢？拿撒勒还有什么能出什么好的呢？这时候腓力他并没有解释，他没有做出任何的解释，他就说你来看。
And Philip has invited Nathanael to come to know Jesus. And Nathanael basically has the question, what any good come out of Nazareth? And so the Philip didn't explain anything. He just say, come and see.
所以就是他像很多很多人一样，就是相信眼见为实。你不要跟我多说，你不要废话，你让我看一眼。
So Philip is like a lot of people. He said, don't care about how much you say, just come and see. And what I see and is what I see.
就是就像现在很多就是强调你拿证据给我看，要实证实证啊，不管你说的多么好听啊，不管你说的多么多么动听，但是不要讲这些，让我看。
And just like today, a lot of times, a lot of people said, I don't care how beautiful you can present it away, but just show me the evidence. Let me see.
啊，这其实是菲利是一个很理性的人，让我们今天的话，他很理性的。
So we can say in today's word, Philip is very rational.
那么圣经还有一处记载菲利，这是在约翰福音的六章五到七节一样的，我给大家读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
And other place record about the Philip is that in John chapter 6, and the same way I just read it, and you can look at it on screen.
约翰福音六章五节，耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说：“我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？”六节，他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。七节，腓力回答说：“这是二十两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。”所以在耶稣跟腓力这一段对话当中，我们可以看到腓力的一个特点。
So in this conversation between Jesus and Philip, we can see a character of Philip.
那么耶稣说啊，让我们去买些饼喂饱这些人，当时有五千成千上万的人，光成年男子就五千。
So basically Jesus told Philip, let's get some food for feed those multitude, because at that time there's a lot of people, and according to the Bible there's a 5,000 for the adult.
所以圣经马上也解释，并不是说主耶稣不知道怎么办，并不是说主耶稣不知道怎么做，主耶稣讲这个话事实上是想试验一下腓力。
And the Bible follow up with said, it's not what Jesus don't know what to do, but Jesus is made it clear that Jesus say this is try to test Philip.
耶稣这样做对吗？试验他的门徒，这样好吗？
And is that good that Jesus doing that, just test his disciples?
这样合理吗？
Is that reasonable?
耶稣凭什么这样试验这些很软弱的门徒呢？
Why Jesus tests those disciples? Obviously, they are kind of weak in faith.
换另外一句话说，耶稣啊，你知道我的信心很小，你为什么要给我出这么大的难题呢？
Or in the other way, he said, "Oh Jesus, you know I'm weak in my faith. Why you give me such a big difficult?"
你就不能对我温柔一点？你就不能爱惜我一点？你不知道啊，我就像温室里的花朵，你为什么给我出这么大的难题呢？
Can you just be a little gentle to me? Just treat me like a flower in the greenhouse? And why give me such a difficult?
我为什么就不能一直做吃奶的婴孩呢？耶稣，你为什么一定要让我长大呢？
Why I can I just always a baby to drink milk? Can I, why I have to grow up?
耶稣这样做对吗？合理吗？
Is that right for Jesus to do that?
不管耶稣这样对合理与否，我们要承认一点，他有权这样做。
No matter whether we think is the right for Jesus to do it, or it's reasonable for him to do it, we have to acknowledge he has the right to do it.
其实不仅我们今天很多很多的信徒发出对上帝发出类似的问题，其实在圣经当中我们也会看见以色列人、犹太人，甚至那些先知，甚至那些对上帝有信心的人，他们也常常对上帝发出这样的问题：哇，我的重担太大了啊！神加给我的担子太重了。
Like today, a lot of Christians raised the question. We can see that in old time, a lot of people, even those people with a great faith, also have this cry to God: "Is my situation too difficult? My burden is too heavy."
其中有个代表性的人物就是约伯。
And of course, this very representative is Job.
约伯遭遇最大的试炼，遭遇最大的考验。约伯心中对上帝同样也有各种各样的问题。
Job goes through all those difficulties, trials, and in his heart, he has the same question and all kinds of questions toward God.
上帝有没有回答约伯这样的问题呢？
Has God actually answered his question?
上帝其实让约伯去看上帝的创造，上帝的全能，上帝的权柄。
And God actually led Job to see his creation and his almighty and his power.
上帝没有告诉约伯他为什么要这样做，为什么不那样做。上帝让约伯真正的看见上帝是怎样伟大的上帝。
And God didn't explain to Job why he doing this, but God let him see how great God is.
其实上帝就是告诉约伯，也是告诉所有人，他有权利。
And basically, God is tell Job and tell everybody who have that same question that he has the right.
就像主耶稣基督在这里出一个难题，他有权利试验腓力。
And it's just like Jesus Christ here, and he get this difficult, present difficult to Philip and to test him.
但是对于这个理性主义者腓力来说啊，一个实证主义者腓力来说，他说我眼睛就看见这二十两银子的饼，我眼睛就看见这成千上万的人，所以就是耶稣讲了这句话都没有任何意义。
So, but at that time for Philip's so-called positivist, and what he saw is the money they have and the great multitude there, and the question from Jesus actually makes no sense.
也就是说其实腓力根本没有回答耶稣的问题。耶稣提出个问题，哎，我们到哪里去买饼让这些人吃。腓力讲的话就是你看我们就二十两银子，你看这么多人。这是根本不够，所以你根本你还说到哪里去买，你是根本没有意义这句话。
Philip's response, really, he didn't answer Jesus' question because his rationale basically helped him calculate that the money we have, that the great multitude have, it's not enough. So there's no point to answer the question where to buy those food for this multitude.
所以腓力很，他这里让他有个他看，我眼睛看见什么。哎，我不去思想耶稣说了什么，我眼睛看的是什么，这才是决定我做出怎样的判断的一个根据。
So the Philippus basically says, I don't think what Jesus is commanding me to do. I'm just think based on what I saw, the money, the multitude, and I make my judgment.
然后当主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。那么这个对于这个。要强调，我要看见，我要证据。对于这样的一个腓力，他马上就对耶稣说：“那求主将父显给我们看呐。”
So when Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father but by me." So the rationale, reasonable Philip suddenly immediately come to his point. He said, "Lord, show God to us."
所以耶稣在那里说：“哇，我是道路、真理、生命。”啊，人不借着他，没有能到父那里去。腓力事实上就说：“哎呀，你说这些我看不到啊！你说你是道路、真理、生命，哎呀，这个好像有点抽象，这句话有点抽象。那你就让上帝、天父上让我看一眼呢、啊。”
So what Philip basically says that when you said the way, the truth, and life, no one come to you, come to the Father but through me. That speaking is kind of abstract. I cannot see it. So why don't you show me where?Who show us the God so I can see it?
我看一眼，哎，那我就知足了。
I see, then I'll be satisfied.
那么接下来，耶稣事实上就责备腓力，当然也是讲给其他所有的门徒听。
Of course, Jesus rebuked Philip. Of course, he speak the same way to all the disciples.
跟你们这么长久，你还不认识我吗
？I've been so long, and you still don't know me.
所以你如果认识我，简单说，你如果认识我，你早都已经看见父了，因为父在我里面，我在父里面呢，我跟父本为一呀、
啊。Basically, Jesus says, if you know me, then you already see the Father, because Father and me are one.
那你怎么还要说让我看父呢？因为你已经看见了，你看见我，你就已经看见了。
Why you still ask me show us the Father? Because you see me, you see the Father.
那么直到今天你还认为你没有看见天父上帝，那只说明一件事情，就是你还没有真正的认识我，或者说你还没有真正的看清楚我。
So up to today, if you're still saying that you don't see Father, the only thing saying is that you are not know me, or you are not clearly know me.
所以呢，我们刚才看到腓力呢，他非常强调，我要眼睛看见，我要眼睛看见。他这个眼睛当然是指的就是他肉体的眼睛了。
And so we can see Philip is very emphasized, I want to see, I want to see. Of course, the see is means seen by his naked eye.
当然不是从他的信心看见，而是要从他肉体的眼睛看见，一个实实在在肉体眼睛能够看见的证据。
Of course, what he said is not seeing through his faith, rather through his naked eye, a physical being, something like that.
那么当他要认识耶稣的时候 他的根据是什么就是我眼睛看见的然后用我的理性进行判断
And so when he know Jesus He said I'm through my I see it And through my rationale to judge
所以这样仅仅靠我们肉体的眼睛仅仅靠我们自己头脑的理性我们没有办法真正的认识耶稣也没有办法真正的认识耶稣就是上帝
So through the example of Philip's, we can understand if we only by our naked eye and by our rationale in our mind, we cannot truly know Jesus Christ, therefore know the true God.
这就是哥林多前书一章二十一节所说，世人凭自己的智慧，既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理，拯救那些信的人。这就是神的智慧了。
And in the 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21 said, For since that in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, is to please God that through the foolishness of the message preached to the save those who believe.
所以今天有很多这种崇尚理性的人崇尚实证主义的人他们会觉得你看我很理智我很理性或者我很聪明我不相信那些口上怎么说怎么说我要看见实实在在的证据
So today we see a lot of people they are admire of rationalism and they are positivist they don't care what people says I want to see it I want to judge by my rationale
所以这就是世人的智慧结果圣经说你靠这样的智慧你靠这种所谓人的理性人的眼睛你没有办法真正认识神
And then Bible said those are the wisdom of the world And through those wisdom of the world You have no way to truly know God
而神用那种人看作很愚拙的道理就是一点都不聪明的那些道理来拯救那些相信的人就是靠信心看见的人而不是靠肉体的眼睛理性看见的人
And God said God will use like looks like a foolish message to save those who trust who believe which means to save those who see through faith not see through your naked eye、
我们看见非常遗憾的是和耶稣朝夕相处三年多的门徒他们没有真正的认识耶稣
So in this point we see it's very unfortunate that 3 years they lived day and night with Jesus and the disciple are not still not know Jesus yet
那么在福音书里更是让我们看见那些当时就是精通旧约圣经的那些文士和法利赛人他们非常熟悉神的话但是他们也不是真正的认识耶稣
And of course in the Gospels we also see at that time those people the Pharisees and the scribes and they are know the Old Testament very well but they are don't know Jesus either
耶稣家乡的人不认识耶稣拒绝耶稣
And the people from the hometown of Jesus Christ do not know Jesus they deny Jesus
但是圣经却非常的奇妙圣经记载了一个外邦人他却对主耶稣的认识超过以色列人
But it's very interesting that gospel record a Gentile and his knowledge of Jesus is far surpassed the Israelites at that time
那么这个外邦人呢就记载在马太福音的八章五到十二节
And this story is recorded in the book of Matthew chapter 8 verse 5 to 12
还是一样就是大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文我给大家把这段经文给大家读一下
In the same way you can look on the screen I just read it for you
马太福音八章五到十二节耶稣进了加百农有一个百夫长进前来求他说主啊我的仆人害瘫痪病躺在家里甚是痛苦耶稣说我去医治他 百夫长回答说，主啊，你到我舍下，我不敢当，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了，因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下，对这个说去，他就去，对那个说来，他就来，对我的仆人说，你做这事，他就去做。耶稣听见就稀奇，对跟从的人说，我实在告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中我也没有遇见过。我又告诉你们，从东从西将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席，唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外面黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。那么这一段经文记载了一个外邦的一个百夫长。
And this scripture record event with a centurion, it's Gentile.
那显然他对旧约的圣经非常非常的不熟悉，因为他不是以色列人，他不是犹太人。
And it's obvious he don't know all those Old Testament because he's not Jews.
他更没有跟耶稣朝夕相处在一起。
And also he didn't spend a day and a night with Jesus.
他没有听太多耶稣亲口的教训， 他在之前可能也根本没有亲眼见证过耶稣所行的神迹。
And also he hadn't heard the teaching of Jesus Christ by himself. He probably would not witness any miracles that Jesus performed.
但是他却对耶稣的认识超过以色列人，连耶稣都感到非常的惊异，就这个人怎么这么认识我。
But his knowledge of Jesus Christ is very much more than the Jewish there. Even Jesus are amazed how you know me like this.
所以在这里说，耶稣说这么大的信心，其实这种信心在哪里体现出来呢？就体现这个人他是真认识耶稣，真的了解耶稣。
And he said for such a great faith, and what this great faith has come from, he truly know Jesus.
他知道耶稣的权柄到底意味着什么。
And he knows what means the power of Jesus Christ.
所以这种信心或者说这种对耶稣的认识是不是从他的眼睛来，不是从他有什么实实在在的证据来，但是他却对耶稣有这么大的信心和认识。
So you can see his knowledge or his faith toward Jesus Christ is not really from somephysical evidence.
那么这个百夫长如此的认识耶稣，如此的对耶稣有这么大的信心，当然他还有一个更是让人无法忽视的一个特点。
And of course this centurion has such a great face, and he has this character.
他对耶稣说，你到我舍下，我不敢当。
And he said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof.
他认为自己不配让耶稣到自己的家中。他认为自己不配有这么大的荣幸，不配拥有这么大的恩典，耶稣亲自到他的家中。
And that character of this centurion basically is that not only he's not by what he sees some evidence, but he think he's not worthy.For Jesus to come to him, he is not worthy for such honor or glory.
所以这表现出他对耶稣这种耶稣的伟大、耶稣的尊贵、耶稣的荣耀的这样的一种认识。在这种认识下，他看到我是这样的渺小，我是这样的不配。
So it's not only that know have knowledge of Jesus' power, mighty, and he also has the knowledge of the glory, honor of Jesus Christ.So under this knowledge, he think he himself is not worthy of such a great.
如果我们看到这个人的身份，我们就会觉得更加的奇妙，因为他是罗马人，他是百夫长，他是殖民者。耶稣是犹太人，以色列人是被殖民的，一个犹太木匠的孩子。
If we explore their status, social status a little bit more, we feel is even amazing because.The centurion is a Roman, he's a colonist, he is a soldier, but Jesus is a Jew and he's a son of the carpenter.
当时这个罗马的行政官比拉多在统治这个以色列统治巴勒斯坦地区的时候，他的统治是非常残酷和冷血的。
We know that at that time, the Pontius Pilate, Roman, who ruled over, Roman governor ruled over the Jews at that Palestinian area, and his ruler is very crucial, very cruel and harsh.
所以罗马的士兵那个时候对待以色列人那是非常残酷的，压迫他们压迫的非常的非常的残暴的。
And how the Roman soldier treat Jews are very cruel and brutal.
但是这里却有一个罗马的百夫长，他居然是如此的来尊重一个以色列人主耶稣，他只不过就是个木匠的孩子。
But here we see a centurion of Roman army has such honor and such a respectable attitude towards Jesus, a son of a carpenter.
他说你到我那里来，我不配，你太尊贵，你太伟大，你太荣耀了，我那是多么渺小污秽的地方，你我不配让你到我那里去。
And he's basically, you're such honor and glory, I'm not worthy for you to come to my place.
所以他这种对耶稣的认识，对自己的认识，绝对不是从他的理性可以出得来的，不是从他的肉体的眼睛可以看到什么证据的。
So his knowledge of Jesus and his faith towards Jesus is definitely not come from some physical evidence.
所以这个人他对耶稣的认识超过那些犹太人，超过以色列人。
So we can see this person, his knowledge of Jesus Christ, how he knows Jesus, is much more than surpass what the Israelites has.
我们再来看腓力。腓力当然也代表当时那些门徒，他们没有真正的认识耶稣，因为腓力他非常注重，他要眼睛看见，他要眼睛看见。
So let's go back to Philip and he and his disciple at that time, they really not know God because they emphasized that I want to see it by my eye.
当然我们来看第二个方面哈，为什么腓力不认识耶稣呢？腓力在这里对主耶稣说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。
And let's see second point why the Philip's or his disciples not know Jesus yet, because he said to him,Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and it's sufficient for us.
这句话其实也告诉我们，当腓力拥有了主耶稣，当时的门徒拥有了主耶稣，他们有没有觉得真正的知足呢？
And this actually says something when the Philip's and the disciples at that time, they had Jesus. Is that sufficient for them?
其实当耶稣说他就是道路真理生命，人若不借着他，没有人到父那里去。当耶稣讲这个话的时候，耶稣已经告诉门徒，他跟父本为一。
Because when Jesus said to his disciples, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, no one come to the Father but through me, he already said, I am Father at one.
但是腓力仍然在这里说，哎呀，我们还有点不满足。我们虽然拥有耶稣，我们耶稣虽然就在我们身边，耶稣虽然跟我们朝夕相处，我还是有点不满足。我还是想看一眼上帝。
But Philip's reaction basically is, it's not still not sufficient for us. I want to see God.
换句话说，耶稣满不满足腓力心中对上帝的期望呢？
Or in other words, that Jesus actually meets the expectation of Philip has towards God.
主耶稣非常的好，主耶稣讲话何等的有智慧，主耶稣行神迹何等的有能力，主耶稣甚至为门徒洗脚。腓力说，哎，主耶稣为我洗脚，哎，主耶稣非常非常好。
Philip maybe think that Jesus is great and is good teaching, wise teaching, performed a miracle, even wash our feet.
但是腓力说，哎呀，我还是觉得有点不满足。哎呀，上帝难道就是这样吗？
But Philip is still thinking, well, even with all those good things, I'm still not feel sufficient. Is God, that's all?
也就是说，耶稣不满足腓力和其他的门徒，他们心中对上帝的一个期望。也说我们心中的上帝，哎呀，不像耶稣这样。耶稣是很好，我们承认，但是啊，我们希望的上帝是另外一个样子。
So in other words, Philip and his disciple, basically when they speak it like this, basically they said Jesus does not meet their expectation towards God, even is good.
所以有人讲过一句话、啊、他说人最终看见什么是看见你想看见的。
And so there's a saying that people actually sees what they want to see.
耶稣说，耶稣对门徒说，你看见了我就看见了天父上帝。结果门徒说，没有看见呢、啊、没有看见。为什么没有看见？因为他们心中想看见一个另外符合他们心中期望的一个天父上帝。
Jesus said, if you see me, you see Father. But disciple basically says, no, I didn't see it. Because they want to see a God that they expected in their heart.
对于那些骄傲、自以为意、贪爱金钱的文士和法利赛人来说，耶稣当然不符合他们心中对上帝的期望。
For those proud and self-righteous and greedy scribes and Pharisees, Jesus does not meet their expectation of God.
耶稣也当然不符合那些只是为了吃饼得饱的人心中对上帝的期望。
And Jesus also does not meet the expectation of those people who just want the food.
事实上，耶稣不符合当时以色列人对上帝的期望，不符合当时罗马人对上帝的期望，不符合当时的世人对上帝的期望。
And in fact, Jesus does not meet the expectation of Jews at that time, of God, and he did not meet expectation of Romans, about God. Does not meet expectation of the people about their expectation about God.
所以道成肉身的上帝来到世界上，来到他自己的地方，却被拒绝了。
So that's why the world become flesh, come to his own place, but is denied by his own people.
道成肉身的上帝最终被人钉在十字架上。
And the world become flesh, God will be crucified on the cross.
耶稣说他就是真理，耶稣说他就是万王之王，但是人却不接受。
And Jesus said he is the truth, and Jesus said he is the King of Kings, but no one, people don't take that.
所以人们为什么不认识耶稣呢？不仅仅当时耶稣身边的门徒不认识他，因为耶稣不符合他们心中对上帝的期望。
So why people do not know Jesus Christ as a God? Because they don't, Jesus does not meet the expectation of God.
所以在哥林多前书的一章二十二到二十三节，犹太人是求神迹，希腊人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
And so 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22-23 said, For Jew requests a sign, Greeks seek after wisdom, and we preach the Christ crucified, so that Jew for Jew is a stumbling block, and the Greeks a foolishness.
耶稣基督钉十字架，显现上帝对世人、对罪人的拯救，显现出上帝对世人的爱和拯救。
And Jesus Christ and his crucifixion shows the God's love and salvation toward the world.
但人呢？人不要这些，人要什么？犹太人要神迹，我要看见符合我期望的神迹。
But what do people want? People don't want this. Jew want a sign. I want to see the miracles.
其实上帝的神迹天天都在显现，日出日落。万物的运行，花开花谢，阳光雨露，上帝的神迹天天都在显现，但是人却要看，哎，我要看满足我愿望的神迹。
Even though the miracle of God, the sign of God shows daily to us, and the sunrise, sundown, the flower blossom, the flower withered, and everywhere, but people want to see the sign or miracle of my expectation.
所以上帝按我的要求显神迹，要不然我就不信。
And I want God to perform a miracle according to my expectation. Otherwise, I don't believe.
然后希腊人求智慧。
And the Greeks seeking after wisdom.
其实上帝不停地在把他的智慧向我们启示出来，但是希腊人，他要他们自己所认识的那种所谓的理性智慧。
Even though God continue keeping reveal His wisdom to us, but Greeks.Don't want that. They want to seek after their own wisdom.
没有人期望看到一个拯救罪人的上帝，因为世人不认为自己有罪。
No one want to see a God save the sinner because we don't think we are the sinner.
所以人不认识神，一个就是人所谓的，哎呀，我要知道证据，我要眼睛看见。一个是人对上帝有一个错误的期望，当真实的上帝来到人的面前，人却拒绝这样的上帝。
So people cannot know the true God is because that on one hand we want to see with our eyes. On the other hand, when the true God comes to us, it's not meet our expectations, so we reject such a God.
我们来看圣经当中有这样的一个人，他从起初完全的不认识主耶稣基督，他甚至是耶稣基督的仇敌，到最后他成为一个深深的认识主耶稣基督的人。
Let's look at one person in the Bible. In the beginning, he actually completely don't know God, Jesus, and is the enemy of Jesus. And it turned to be a person that truly know God.
那么一说到这个人，很多弟兄姊妹可能都知道啊，这就是使徒保罗。
And I think many people probably guessed right. This is the Apostle Paul.
那么在使徒保罗认罪悔改、信靠主耶稣之前呢，他的原名叫扫罗。
And before Paul confesses sin and repent and accept Jesus Christ, his name was Saul.
但是认罪悔改、信靠主耶稣基督、成为基督徒之后呢，他有新名字是保罗。
And after he accepts Jesus Christ, and he has a new name called Paul.
所以接下来我提到保罗的时候呢，我就会用他保罗这个名字，免得又一下扫罗一下保罗，可能有些人混乱。为了方便起见，我就称呼他为保罗。
So later on, when I talk about this person, I just for convenient, I just refer as a Paul.
那么在《使徒行传》的26章，这里呢，这个亚基帕王就来审。这个审讯使徒保罗，那这时候保罗就描述他是怎样从一开始抵挡耶稣、不认识耶稣，到最后来认罪悔改、信靠主耶稣这样的一个信仰的经历。
So, in Acts chapter 26, it's a recorded event that Paul was be put in front of King Agrippa for trial, and then Paul, tell the story how he converted himself, changed from an anti-Christ, become the disciple of Christ.
我把这段经文给大家读一下哈，大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
And I just read the scripture in the same. You can look at the screen.
使徒行传26章，亚基帕对保罗说：“准你为自己辩明。”于是保罗伸手分诉说：“从前我自己。”以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名，我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了，既从祭司长得了权柄，我就把许多圣徒囚在监里，他们被杀，我也出名定案，在各会堂我屡次用刑强逼他们说亵渎的话，又分外恼恨他们，甚至追捕他们，直到外邦的诚意。那时我领了祭司长的权柄和命令往大马士革去，王啊，我在路上晌午的时候看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我并与我同行的人，我们都扑倒在地，我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说，扫罗扫罗，为什么逼迫我，你用脚踢刺是难的。我说，主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。那么保罗在他信主之前，他不仅是完全不认识耶稣，他甚至是非常残暴的来逼迫耶稣和耶稣的门徒。
So before he become a Christian and know Jesus Christ, Paul not only don't know Jesus Christ, but he is a very cruelly persecuted Christian, therefore persecute Christ.
当然攻击主耶稣基督的名了，因为那个时候耶稣已经从死里复活升天。那时候他攻击耶稣基督的名，也攻击那些信靠耶稣的人。
He basically attack the name of Jesus Christ, attack those who trust him.
那么在那个时候的这个保罗他认为自己是怎样的呢？在腓立比书3章5到6节，我给大家读一下。
And at that time, what Paul think of himself. It's recorded in the Philippians chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. I just read it for you.
我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。所以在那个时候，保罗他逼迫基督徒，逼迫耶稣基督的名，他觉得他无可指摘，他做的完全对啊。
So basically, Paul at that time he said he persecuted Christian and attacked the name of Christ.He thinks he's blameless. He did everything's right.
所以他以前他是一个彻彻底底不认识主耶稣基督的人，他甚至是逼迫耶稣的名和耶稣门徒的人。
So he is the person that who don't know Jesus Christ. He persecuted Christian and attacked the name of Christ.
但他真正认罪悔改成为基督徒之后，他就用他的一生的时间，他就用他一切所拥有的，他要换一件事情，就是他要真正的认识拯救他的主耶稣。
So after his conversion, and he said he wanted to use his whole life, everything he has, to exchange for one thing, that is to know Jesus Christ better.
好，我们一起来把这一处经文，我们大家一起来读一遍哈，大家就可以坐着读。我们一起来读《腓立比书》的三章七到八节。
Let's read together Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 8.
腓立比书三章七节起，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的。因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。当保罗认罪悔改之后，他发现啊，我从此我一生当中有一件最最重要的事情，就是我要来认识我主基督耶稣。
After his conversion, Paul come to realize in my life there's only one most important thing is that I want to spend everything I have come to know Jesus Christ.
就是我为了真正的认识主耶稣基督，这件事情太重要太宝贵了，我完全可以放弃我在世界上拥有的一切。
So know Jesus Christ is so important, so precious, I can give up everything I have in the world.
这就是一个真正被耶稣的血所赎买回来的人，真正的被耶稣所拯救回来的人，对耶稣应该有的态度。
And this is the attitude of a person that truly purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ and truly know Jesus Christ.
你难道不想真正的认识拯救你的救命恩人吗？
Do I really want to know that Jesus Christ, the Savior that saved us?
你落在最终，你落在死亡当中，你在罪的重担、死亡的重担下，你在那里苟延残喘，你在那里哀鸣，你在那里绝望。
If you think about you in the burden of the death and the sin and the great desperation agony,
这时候有一位把你从这当中拯救出来。
And at that time, I'm in such a terrible situation, and the one saved me from this situation.
然后你得自由得释放，你难道就不想去认识谁拯救了我？到底是谁拯救了我？
Then I was freed and I'd be saved. And should I want to know who saved me?
所以圣经中形容魔鬼撒旦是吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
And the Bible describes the devil as like a lion rolling around the earth to looking for that person that he can devour.
我不知道大家有没有亲身看见，或者在电视上啊、网络上看见狮子是怎样捕食的。
I don't know if you guys see by your eye or you see from the video, see how the lion tried to capture his food.
大家如果有时间可以到网上去搜去看一下。
Yeah, if you have time, you probably can search on the internet and see if there's such a video there.
啊，我看有弟兄姊妹摇头，很残酷，对不对
？And if you see some of those, it'll be very, very pictures, very cruel.
我们不想看那个画面，太残酷了。
And sometimes I say, we don't want to see this such a video or picture. That's too bloody.
我从网络上我看到过。
And I saw this type of clip of a video on the internet.
一个狮子突然扑过来，咬住一个小鹿的脖子，小鹿就在那里完全无力的挣扎，腿蹬啊蹬啊蹬，脖子扭啊扭，一点声音在那里哀鸣，完全无力的挣扎。
And the video basically that the lion suddenly jump quickly and bite on the neck of a little deer. And the deer just have no power and just struggle without any power.
我看到那个画面，我心里非常非常的难受。我说谁能够救一下这个小鹿啊？太可怜了。
And when I saw that picture, I kind of very, very sad in my heart. I just cry out, "Who can save this little deer?" It's just so pity.
完全的绝望，无论他怎么挣扎，无论他怎么哀鸣，他就是那么的弱小，那么的软弱，他无法对抗他要被吞吃的命运。
So completely desperation, and it's so pitiful. And this little deer really has no power to against the fate is facing.
如果这时候有一位出现了，把这个小鹿从狮子的口中拯救出来。
If at this moment somebody occurred and pulled this deer, little deer out of the mouth of the lion,
那这个小鹿难道不说，哇，我要去认识谁救了我？
Would the little deer want to know who saved him?
他一定会是这样。
It must be.
所以就像那个格拉森被鬼附的人，耶稣拯救了他，他第一个反应就是，耶稣我跟着你，你到哪我去到哪，我要认识你，我要跟你在一起。
It's just like the person that in the Galatian that demon possessed person, and when he's saved by Jesus, his first reaction is he want to follow Jesus. Wherever Jesus goes, he will go with Jesus.
所以这就是保罗说耶稣拯救了我，把我从罪和死亡当中，把我从以前那个黑暗当中罪魁把我拯救出来，我一定要认识他，我一定要认识他。
So that's what the picture of Paul, and he understand Jesus saved him as the chief of the sinner, and Jesus saved him, and so he come to the point, he said, I must to know him.
那么当保罗真正的认识耶稣之后，保罗就是这样说，在腓立比书三章九到十一节，我给大家读一下。
And when Paul truly come to know Jesus Christ, that's what Paul said. It's recorded in the Philippians chapter 3, verse 9 to 11. I'll read for you.
腓立比书三章九节，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。所以保罗在这里说，使得我认识基督，就是他认识基督了。
So Paul basically says he knows Jesus Christ.
他认识基督，他发现哦，原来不是靠我自己的义，我以前的那些什么法利赛人中的法利赛人呐、我以前的那些什么看上去虔诚的那些宗教行为，完全都是污秽的，没有一点点义。
And basically said, slow him, he know Jesus Christ, not by his own righteousness. The things he had before, religious practice, zealous about the religious work or godliness in the religious work, is not, that's only all self-righteousness.
他说，我不再信我自己的义了，我完全没有义，我是罪人了，那我信耶稣基督的义。
And he said, I no longer believe my own righteousness. I don't have a righteousness because I'm a sinner. I believe in the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
然后我认识基督，我知道他从死里复活。然后我认识基督，我要跟耶稣一起去受苦，我要效法耶稣的死。
And not only I know his righteousness because I know Jesus Christ, I want a fellowship of his suffering and a conform of his death.
然后最后他说，我也可得以从死里复活。
And finally he also say, maybe I will be attained to the resurrection from the death.
就是 保罗悔改认罪悔改信靠耶稣之后，他知道真正从耶稣基督那里得到的是什么，是永生，是永生之道，是从死里复活的福音。
So after his conversion, Paul came to know that what he got is the eternal life. What he got is the gospel for the eternal life.
而保罗以前不认识耶稣的时候，抵挡基督的时候，他追求的是什么呢？就是自己的义，遵行律法的义。
And before he knew Jesus Christ, what he pursued?Is the righteousness, self-righteousness, or righteousness by keeping the law?
然后当保罗认识耶稣以后，他说他不再追求人的义了。他知道人都是污秽，尤其是保罗看到他自己是可能是最污秽的一个。
And after he know Jesus Christ, he no longer pursued humans' righteousness, and he know all humans are corrupted, and he probably the most corrupted one.
所以他。追求认识耶稣，认识耶稣的义，信靠耶稣的义，得着这永生之道。
So he pursued to know Jesus Christ, pursued the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and to get the way of the eternal life.
那么，在保罗人生当中最后一封信，就是提摩太后书当中，保罗是这样写。
So in his last letter, in the Bible, Second Timothy.He wrote like this.
我们大家也可以看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读《提摩太后书》一章十一到十二节，十一节起。我为这福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师傅，为这缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深知他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。所以在十二节这里，保罗说，因为知道我所信的是谁。
And in verse 12, Paul made it very clear he knows who he believes.
前面他说，我为福音受苦，我受了很多的患难和逼迫。
He said he suffered for the gospels.
但是他完全不以此 为羞耻，也不为这难过。为什么呢？因为他知道，我真正的知道我所信的是谁。
Basically said, even I suffered a lot for the gospel, but he's not ashamed or in misery, but he knows who he believed.
也就是 在保罗人生的最后一个时刻，他写下的最后一封信，保罗说，我真知道耶稣是谁，我真的认识他了。
And basically in the last moment, in the last letter he wrote,And he said, I know who he is.
所以保罗曾经说，我要抛弃一切，我要来追求认识耶稣，这是我生命中最最重要的事情。他是我的救命恩人，我要认识他。然后到保罗在地上人生的终点，他说，我真的认识他了，我真的知道他。
And if you think of Paul, he said he wanted to use everything he had to pursue to know Jesus Christ. And at the end of his life, he said, I know him.
那么保罗当然他自己也说，为什么我以前是那样的不认识耶稣，那样的抵挡他？为什么我以前犯那样的那么大的错误呢
？And Paul also made it clear why before I had made such a mistake and do not know Jesus Christ.
在哥林多后书的五章十六节，保罗是这样说，所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督。如今却不再这样认他了。
And in the Second Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 16 said, "From now on, we are no longer know Jesus Christ through flesh, even though we did that before, but no longer."
也就是说，保罗在说，我以前为什么那样的不认识耶稣，甚至抵挡耶稣的名，甚至迫害、逼迫那些信靠耶稣的人，为什么会这样呢？因为我那个时候是靠外貌来认识耶稣的。
And basically, Paul is saying why I did this type of things, attack Jesus and persecute a Christian and did all those things. Why I do not know Jesus Christ? Because at that time, I've tried to know Jesus through the flesh.
所以凭着外貌认耶稣，其实就像我们一开始所看到的那个腓力，当时的腓力，要眼睛看见，要我的理性的思考，来看，耶稣，他呈现出来。 眼睛可以看到的到底是怎样。
Try to know Jesus through flesh is just like the Philip we're talking about in the beginning of the sermon. He just want to see with the eye, see the physical evidence what that is.
那看见耶稣是怎样的呢？在以赛亚书的53章，这里说，耶稣在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。我给大家读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。
And if we look at Jesus, try to know Jesus through its outward appearance through flesh, then how Bible describe how Jesus looked in people's eye. I just read it. You can look at the screen.
以赛亚书53章2-3节，他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候，也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。这就是人凭外貌认耶稣认出的那个样子。
This is how we know Jesus if we know him through flesh.
耶稣没有拥有任何让我们可以羡慕他的东西，那这些东西就是任何地上的东西。
So outward appearance, earthly things, Jesus possesses nothing that we desired of.
长得也不漂亮。
It's not beautiful.
穿的也不好看。
Doesn't wear good clothing.
那住的房子就更差，他甚至就没有房子。
Of course, he don't have a house to live.
他有什么？他在地上拥有什么？可以我们用这个世界的标准，用地上的眼光来让我们羡慕呢？完全都没有，
basically,
一点点都没有。
Basically, has nothing that we are desired of if we use the earthly standard to judge.
所以这就是凭外貌认耶稣，你看到的就是这样。
So that's how you see Jesus if you try to know Jesus through flesh.
然后最终你会看见耶稣钉在十字架上，人们说你若是神的儿子，从十字架上下来。耶稣没有。
And in the end, people see Jesus was crucified on the cross, and people say to him, "If you're a son of God, walk down from the cross." Of course, Jesus did not.
在人的眼中看，这是多么可怜的一个人，可怜的死在十字架上。他的门徒全逃跑了，以前那些跟从他、拥戴他的人，这时候都反对他。
In human's eye, what a pitiful and a sad moment that is. He's on the cross, and all his disciples are running away.
所以这就是，你如果从肉体、凭眼睛、凭外貌来看耶稣，你就看到这样的耶稣。保罗说他以前就是这样，所以他不认识耶稣。
So if we try to know Jesus through flesh, that's what we see, and that's Paul said. That's why I don't know Jesus before.
但是现在的保罗不是这样了，保罗是从信心、从灵的眼光来看耶稣，他看见耶稣是真正道成肉身的上帝，是我的救主。
But now Paul is not like this because through the eye of a faith, he truly see that Jesus is the Word become flesh. It's my Savior.
保罗说：“以前我认为是一个让我厌弃、让我藐视的耶稣，现在成为我的至宝。我要用一切的代价去要寻求他，去要认识他。”
And before Jesus is the one I despised and I rejected, but now is the most precious one to me. I want to spend everything I have try to know him.
那么用一句最简单的话说，到底什么叫认识耶稣？认识耶稣什么？
Yeah, if we put a very simple way, what means know Jesus?
那么有一个非常好的基督徒，他曾经这样的总结，他说认识神就是认识神的恩典。
And this Christian mentioned this way, he said, know God is know the grace of God.
这个基督徒叫莫尔顿。
And this Christian calls Morton.
莫尔顿呢是马丁路德最好的朋友。
Morton is a good friend, the best friend of Martin Luther.
我们知道马丁路德是伟大的宗教改革者。
We know that Martin Luther is a great a Christian and a reformer.
我们今天我们所信的基督教就是从马丁路德宗教改革开始的。
The Christianity we hold on is kind of start from Martin Luther.
但是马丁路德他最好的朋友就是莫尔顿，同样莫尔顿 对这个宗教改革所起到的影响非常非常的大，甚至不亚于马丁路德。
And his best friend Malton actually at the same time as Martin Luther, and he also have a great contribution to the reform, and people, and also his contribution to the reform actually is no less than Martin Luther.
但是却很少有人知道莫尔顿，为什么呢？
But hardly people know him.
但是莫尔顿他有一个外号，他叫安静的改教家，他很安静。
And because he has a nickname called Silent Reformer.
他但是他的影响非常的大，他的写下来的文字，他的教训影响非常的大，他被称为德国的老师。
And but he has a great influence, and his work and the things he wrote down has a great influence, and he's called Teacher of German.
然后马丁路德他是这样来说自己和这个摩尔顿，马丁路德说，我自己啊生下来就是为了征战，和魔鬼征战。
And Martin Luther, in this way, commented himself and Malton, and basically said, "I was born to be a fighter."
跟魔鬼征战
，and fight the devils.
所以我的文字当中充满了这种攻击、征战的味道啊！我必须要这个披荆斩棘，我像一个出野的工人，开辟道路，预备一切。
So he said that all my articles are very full with the word of fighting. I have to cut all the thorns and all the things and to open a way.
他说自己是出野的工人。我们知道天主教叫马丁路德叫野猪进了瓷器店。
Of course, he called himself as the workers.
但是马丁路德说他的最好的朋友莫尔顿他是怎样说？他说莫尔顿安静地走着，他愉快地耕种。栽植播种浇灌照着上帝给他丰富给他的丰富。
And but he commented Malton, he said, but Malton is walk silently and with joy he planting his watering and according to the abundance that God gave to him.
所以你可以看到马丁路德对莫尔顿的评价如此的高。马丁路德简单的说就是我是在前面就是像开路先锋一样，而莫尔顿他会过来来耕种、来种植、来喂养、来栽培。
So Martin Luther actually has a very high comment about Malton because he basically said, "I'm just running the front, but Malton actually follows with the planting, with the watering and."
上帝为什么把这样的工作给到莫尔顿呢？马丁路德说。都照着上帝给他的丰富，上帝给莫尔顿很多很多丰富的恩赐。
And why God gave this task to Malton? Because according to Martin Luther, that God, he doing this according to the abundance grace that God gave to him.
当然我们在这里不是说要高抬某一个人，我们做这么多铺垫，其实就是想突出莫尔顿讲的这一句话，到底什么叫认识神。
Of course, we are not trying to honor any person. We just want to come to that sentence that Malton put there. What is to know? What means to know God?
认识神就是认识神的恩典。
To know God is know the grace of God.
保罗从一个不认识神的人、抵挡神的人，到成为一个真正认识神的人，他认识到神的恩典。
Paul from a person against God, against Jesus, to a person know God, is he know the grace of God?
好，我们请大家起立，我们最后来读两处经文。
In closing, let's stand up and read the scripture.
提摩太前书一章十五到十六节，十五节起，基督耶稣降世。为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。这就是保罗对主耶稣的认识。
This is how Paul knows Jesus Christ.
保罗他说他真知道他所信的是谁，他真认识他所信的是谁。
Paul said he knew who he believed.
他认识到耶稣的爱，耶稣的恩典在他这个罪魁身上。
He knew the love of Jesus Christ, the grace of Jesus Christ upon him, the chief of the sinner.
好，我们再来读约翰福音的十七章三节。
Let's read one more scripture.
约翰福音十七章三节起，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。啊，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your word.
感谢你赐下圣灵，带领我们从圣经的话语当中来认识主耶稣基督。
Thank you, you gave us the Holy Spirit. Through your word, we know Jesus Christ.
愿圣灵光照我们，让我们真正的从神的话语当中真认识主耶稣基督，也真认识主耶稣基督的恩典。
May the Holy Spirit lead us, that through the word of God, we truly know Jesus Christ and know the grace of Jesus Christ.
让我们能够真正的认识神，而不要成为那些仅仅在宗教当中，仅仅在教会当中，但是却不认识神的人。
So we truly know God, that we are not in just in religion, in church, but we do not know God.
因为认识主耶稣基督就是永生。
Because know Jesus Christ is the eternal life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.